News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And now, for the first time in nearly 15 years, a reigning British monarch will later today set out a Labour government's plan for the UK. Stephen Pound, a former Labour MP for Ealing North, joins us. Stephen, just if you will, explain to us how the idea of the King's Speech actually works.
Right. Good morning to you all.
Morning.
It's a marvellous sort of medieval anachronism. The idea that the whole House of Commons legislates in the name of God and the monarch. And so, which is why we have prayers at the beginning of every parliamentary session. But the idea is that every bill we pass ultimately has to be approved by the monarch. As you probably know, it's actually approved in Norman French. When we actually pass a bill in the House and the Lords, it then goes to the monarch at the end of the session, and the Queen, as it was in my day, would then say, La Reine le vaut, which means absolutely nothing to anybody who doesn't speak 11th century. It's quite similar, actually, to Gaelic, but I mean, that's another matter.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
What happens is that on this day, the monarch has to read out the legislative programme that the government has actually set out and got elected on. Now, this leads to some extraordinary fun, because Her Majesty, you know, God rest her soul, had to read out back in 1998, and I was sitting there with my mouth wide open, about the fox hunting bill. Said, my government will be introducing legislation to ban hunting with hounds. And you could see Prince Philip going, oh, what? We can't have any of that. Anyway, so what will happen is, you know, the king will be, you know, be frightfully straight-faced. And there's a sort of like a weirdness here where you know that in your heart of hearts, a lot of the stuff that comes out, that the monarch either doesn't believe in or doesn't even begin to understand. You know, and you've got a lot of things like, you know, the smoking ban, the sovereign wealth fund, you know, the trade union rights. You know, so many things are coming in there. But it has to actually be read out, because once it's actually been in the King's Speech, that is the legislative programme for the next session.
So they're the King, or in your day, the Queen, are implacably neutral, regardless of what their view is. They're speaking on behalf of the government, almost.
Agonisingly, toe-curlingly neutral.
I like it.
You can see the knuckles are white with suppressed passion. They could well be. I mean, of course, back in the day, you know, it's mostly, you know, mostly back in the 11th century, you know, the monarch would actually pop into Parliament from time to time, mostly to raise taxes, and then to say, well, look, you know, this time around, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And Parliament was entirely supine and subservient to the monarch. Nowadays, it's supposed to be the king reads out the menu, but we do the cooking. And not only do we do the cooking, we've actually given him the ingredients to read out the menu.
Right, okay.
The other thing, of course, is that the House of Lords is far too big. It's a great bloated legislature. You know, you've got best part of 1,000 people in there. And the House of Commons has got, you know, 650, with only seats for about 420. So all these people, you know, about 1,500 people are going to cram into this gorgeous Pugin place, this great cathedral of democracy, you know, sort of dripping in bling and, you know, gold chandeliers. And, of course, hardly anybody can get to what we call the Bar of the Lords, which is the only bit that we commoners are allowed to approach. And so it's a very, very crowded situation. And then the leader of the opposition and the prime minister walk together side by side in a completely phony display of amity and comradeship back to the House of Commons, where the real battle starts. Because, as I'm sure you're aware, you know, we've got hundreds of Labour MPs and only 95 jobs.
Will be interesting. A fascinating insight, Stephen. Just before I let you go, we spoke to you on the morning after the votes were counted, and you were obviously delighted with the outcome. What kind of Prime Minister will Keir Starmer be, do you think?
He'll be calm, capable, and confident. And I think he's shown that we actually have an alternative to the absolute, you know, clown show that we've had in the last 14 years. It's sort of insanity. And I think the markets are reacting on that one. And it's very interesting. He'll be sensible. And I'm interested in his reaction, particularly to the situation in the north of Ireland. But I think he will be, above all, he will be a man who has, on the one hand, he's got to deliver on a huge, huge raft of promises, 35 bills. On the other hand, he has shown he has the energy and the commitment and the determination to actually rescue us from this, as I said, this dreadful circus that we've been enduring for the last 14 years. Calm, capable, confident, and ultimately a man who's going to deliver.
Stephen, thank you indeed. Fascinating insight from you on past and present matters. Thank you indeed, Stephen Pound, a former Labour MP for Ealing North there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.